Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Aleph. And we begin the 10th Perek, Perek HaMatznia. Now, we actually had a little bit of a discussion about this previously, and Tosos over here in Dibra Masla Matznia says, how come we're repeating this over here, and he's left with the Tzarchi, and he doesn't give an answer. Rashi actually gives an answer here, as do some of the other Mefarshim. So let's go inside and see what exactly are we dealing with. So the Mishnah starts. We begin on the bottom of Tzadi Omud Beis, towards the bottom. Again, the brand new parak. Hamatznia Lizeri. If a person goes and takes a seed out, not for the purpose of eating the seed, but for the purposes of planting. For eating, we know the shiur, most eating on Shabbos to be overcarrying, is a grogeres, a dried fig. But the shiurim are different if you're using for other purposes. So if you're going and you are using this, hamatznia means that you're designating this, you're making it choshev, you're selecting it for planting purposes, or uledugma, if a person is taking a small amount of something to show it as a dugma, it's like a swatch. So it's much smaller than the normal usage of this item, but you're making a swatch from it. Or lurfua, if you're using the substance, which is, again, smaller than a grogeris, and normally all of these things, the shear of all of them, would be for the zera, would be for planting, or for a dugma, or for refuah purposes, it's much smaller than the normal shear that you would use for eating, which is a grogeres. So since you're designating your matzniya it for this purpose, so therefore, if you were to carry it out on Shabbos by accident, votzio b'Shabbos, so now you'll be chayav chatos b'choshu, for even this small amount over here, because you're not using it for eating purposes, you're using it for other purposes. And that's why you're chayav any amount. However, that's only you. You were the one that was matznia it over here. V'chol adam, anybody else, ain't chayav olov, ela kishiuro. Everybody else still has the regular shear over here because they're not using it for the purposes of planting or for the dugma, for the making a swatch out of it, or for the purposes of refuah. They're using it for eating purposes. So everybody else would not be chayav achatas, even though you would be chayav achatas because you were matznia it, but nobody else is pulled along based upon your machshava using it for zera over here for dugma or refuah. So therefore, they're not pulled along with your thoughts. We'll see. There is an opinion of Shimon Elazar who says that yes, they are. So our Mishnah is not going to be like that opinion. Our opinion of our Mishnah is only the person who's matznia it has this smaller share to be chayav for, but everybody else has the regular share of grogeris. And that's what the Mishnah says. He would be chayav b'chol shu. However, b'chol adam in chayav olav ela kishiur. Everybody else is only chayav if they do it with the normal share of grogeris. Chazar v'yichniso, this person himself, who originally was matzniyat, then changes his mind. He had taken it out for the purposes of planting, or for the dugma, or for the refuah, and now he changes his mind. So in this situation, he also, when he's chazar v'yichniso, he brings it back inside, but he obviously is not bringing it back inside for any of these smaller usage purposes, so therefore, eino chayav ela kishiro. Now, he also is restored to the, only being chayav in this situation if he carried in from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid a grogeris is worth. But if he does less than that, because he now has removed it from his original matznia status, so therefore in this situation, he's not going to be chayev as well. Nobody else will certainly be chayev. Even this person is not going to be chayev as well. So the Gemara starts off and says, Loma leila misnei hamatznia. Why did you bedavka say this is a person who has basically decided, designated this, he stored it away over here for this purposes of zera or dugma or refuah? Why didn't you just say, listen, they hamotzi lazera, if somebody actually took it out for the purposes of planting it, or for the purposes of the dugbo, or the purposes of the refuah, chay b'choshu? Why did it have to be a matznia that he, so to say, designated it for this purpose, and then if he carries it out? Just say if he carried it out. So Abaye wants to tell us over here, hocham ayaskino, you know what we're talking about, he owns shetznio. On Tuesday, for example, he designated it for this purpose. But now, v'shochach l'mo hitznio, he now forgot why he originally had designated it for this purpose, and now when he carries it out on Shabbos, v'hashto komafik le'stoma, he's now just carrying it out on Shabbos stam, without specifically intending now to plant it or to use it as a dugmor for refuah. So in this situation, you know what I might have thought? Ma'ahu detema, we turn to the Amud Aleph. I might have thought in this situation, batule botla machshavto, that his original hatsnia purpose, his original going and hiding it away, storing it away purpose, is now batel. And he's like everybody else, that the shear should be a gurgeres. So kamash will know that that's not true. Kola oseh, adas rishona, hu oseh, that his original purpose was never nullified. So since his original purpose was for a shear smaller than gurgeres, so now, if he carries it out, even though he's carrying it out stam, without specifically doing it for lezera, ledugma, or lerefua, he still would be chayev achatos, because his original intent stays in effect. That's what Rashi says over here. Kiven the shochach b'shasotzah shloyazochah b'atznaso. He forgot. You might have thought that it doesn't apply. Batlo machshavto kamash v'lon. Rashi says the kolos is stam adas rishona ose ubachashivuse kama koi. It retains its original status of being matznia. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel mechayev Rav Meir af b'motzi chita achas lizria. Rav Meir over here, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, says he will be chayev even for carrying out a single chita, a single kernel of wheat, if your purpose is for planting it, you would be chayiv. So Gemara says, pshita, of course. Why would you think not? Our Mishnah said, kol shutnan. It said, if you're carrying it out for any amount, in other words, enough to plant, even one seed. So Gemara says, no. Ma'u detema, again, I might have thought over here, when we said kol shu, it didn't really mean one seed. It meant lafuki mi grogeris. You don't have to carry out a grogeris' worth. Ule'olam adika kezayis, but you need at least to have a kezayis. Kezayis is a significant shear. So I might have thought that, okay, I don't need a grogeres because I'm not eating it, but I still need to carry out something significant like a kezayis. So the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is that Rabbi Meir holds, komash v'lon, even a single kernel of wheat would make the person chayev over here because it could be used for that purpose. Now, Pasuk Lo Rabbi Yitzchak Brei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Brei Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yehuda said, wait a second, Elavayata, based upon this, that you're deciding what becomes important or not, so this was L'chumra, would it work L'kula as well? Me'ato chishev lotzi kol beiso. The person says, I'm going to empty out my entire storehouse over here. I'm going to take out my house, I'm going to empty out everything from my house. So hochanami delo mechayev ademapik lekule. So here in this situation, since we go by his intention was to take out the whole house. If he only takes out half of the items in the house, way more than a grogeres, he wouldn't be chayev. Does this work lechumra as well as lekula? Well, lechumra, we said it worked, but does it also work lekula? Smara says no. Hosam but ladaito etzel kolodam. No. In this situation, we say that a normal person is the shear is a grogeres, and if this guy makes it 20 grogereses, his das is subordinate to the das of normal people. So therefore, even though to him only it's important if it's 20 grogerises, that doesn't apply, and carrying out a single grogeris is going to make you chayev, even if you were matznia it lekula, so to say, that you're matznia a very, very large amount. According to this, even the smaller amount, the grogeris, is going to make you chayev. Then we said in our Mishnah, v'chol adam ein chayavim alav ela kishiro. All the other people, however, they weren't matzniyot, so then for them the shear remains the grogeris. Gemara says, as I pointed out already before, matznis is the local Rishim and Elazar. This is not in accord with what Rishim and Elazar said. We learned previously the Tanya. We had a brisa previously, klalam of Rishim and Elazar. Rishim and Elazar said, kol she'eino kosher latzniyah, something that's normally not put aside in that small amount. Or vein matznian kamo, or people don't normally use it for such a small amount. Nevertheless, v'urcho lezev itznio, but this one guy designated this as being significant. So now, Reuven designated as being significant, so our Mishnah here said it's only significant for Reuven, but it's not significant for Shimon or Levi or anybody else. Along comes with Shimon Elazar, and he says, no. Uba achev hotzi, if Reuven designated this small amount, and then Shimon carries out this small amount, uba achev hotzi, nischayev zeh, Reb Shimon Elazar says that once it's made significant by Reuven, the first guy, so then it becomes significant for everybody else as well. And when Shimon carries it out, which normally wouldn't be the shear, it's not a grogeris, but the fact that Reuven made it significant, it becomes significant for Shimon as well, and Shimon will be chayv achatas, so carrying out this small amount. Now that we've established this basic din, we're going to have a whole series of statements that Rav is going to make, each one built upon the other one. So, the first one is Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman. Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman, Hotzi ki grogeres lachila. If a person takes out food that's the size of grogeres, so that's the normal shear, then the nimlach oleh lezria, but he changes his mind. He does the akira, right? Every step of carrying has an akira, the lifting it up, let's say Rishus HaYochid, and the hanacha, putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. So here, the akira and hanacha are normally the same, with the same intent, so that's why a person's chayev. So Rava is saying in the name of Rav Nachman that what happens if the person had the akira for the purposes of achila. Now, we had the shear of a grogeris, so that's the right shear to be chayiv for achila. So he picks it up from his house, the grogeris is worth the food, and he carries it outside. When he takes it outside, he hasn't yet put it down, the nimlach halel is, he says, you know what, I'm not that hungry, I think I'm going to plant this. So now, he changed the hanocha, instead of being for achila, the hanocha was lizriya. Or alternatively, inami lizriya. He meant to take it out, but he took out a grogeris's worth for Zriya, and then when he's outside, he says, you know what, I'm hungry. And he does the hanocha over here for a different purpose. So again, whichever way you look at it, like the original taking it out for eating and then changing his mind to planting, or originally taking it out for planting and then changing his mind for eating, both times it had the shear of grogeris. So we're not dealing over here with a pachos mikashir under any circumstance. So therefore, Rava says the name of Nachman, Chayiv. In this situation, you are in fact carrying something from the Shus HaYochid, you did Nakira in the Shus HaYochid, you did Hanocha in the Shus HaRabim. The fact that your purpose was different when you did the Akira, the Hanocha is irrelevant. Chayiv. Someone says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? So, Zil Hocha Ikashira, Zil Hocha Ikashira. What difference does it make what your purpose was for planting or for Achila? You took out a grogeris's worth. You're right. For planting, you need less than a grogeris, but you took out a grogeris's worth. So, what difference does it make whether you had in mind the Akira for Achila or the Akira for Zuriya? It doesn't make any difference. Zil Hocha Shira, Zil Hocha Shira Ikashira. Both of them had the right shear. So the Gemara says, no, ma'al detema, that's the chiddush over here. But inan akira v'anocha b'chad machshava. I might have thought, v'aleka, I might have thought that the akira and the anocha have to be identical, otherwise it's a different action. If I do the akira with one purpose in mind, and I do the anocha with another purpose in mind, I might have thought that ruins it. Kamash malon, it doesn't. No, so the chiddush of Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, is that it doesn't ruin it. Now that we've established this din, in the name of Rav Nachman, Rava is going to now give us a whole bunch of hypotheticals and say, what about this? What about that? What about that? We can end off with the teiku, as we often do when we have a number of imtimse lomars. So Rava now asks, boy Rava, Rava says, hotzi chatzi grogeris lizrira. So the first person takes out, it's one person, he takes out over here a chatzi grogeris, half of the shear of for eating, but he's taking it out for planting. So it's well enough for the shear of planting. So he carries out the akira, is done with intention of Zriya, so he has enough of a shear, a chatzi grogeris for Zriya. And if he put it down for Zriya, he would be chayef. That there's no doubt. But midway, v'tovcha, the thing swells up, the chatzi grogeris becomes a grogeris, and the guy says, you know what, now I'm hungry. V'nimlach aleh lachila, and he puts it down for the purposes of eating it. So mahu, Rava asks, in this situation, what's the din? Because in Tim Tziloma, if you want to say, like we had in our original case, that's because in the first case, because whether he took it out for planting or whether he took it out for eating purposes, he had a full grogeris, so you're chayev no matter what. So that's why you were chayev in that situation. And we don't say the change of your mind from planting to eating or from eating to planting makes a difference. But here, hacha, he originally took out less than the shear for the purposes of planting. But that's fine because it was a shear for planting. But then he changed his mind for eating. So kiven de be'idno de afko, when he took it out, lo havi bashir achila, it didn't have a grogeris, it only had a half a grogeris, that wouldn't be enough for eating. And it only swelled up afterwards, maybe lo mechayev. In that situation, Rava's asking, maybe you're not chayev, because when you took it out, it didn't have the shear, it's only now that it has the shear. Odil mod, we say no. Bottom line is, each part, the akira and the anocha, had the sufficient shear. Kiven de ilu ishtik, velo choshev alei, if he hadn't said boo, so then he took it out, the akira was for the purposes of planting. If he hadn't said boo, so then the original intention would still be in effect. And therefore, mechayev ha-machshav ha-dezriya, his original intention of Zriya would still be in effect. So hashtanami mechayev. So how could it be worse, so to say, that he now wants to do it for eating when it has the shear for eating anyway? Because tofcha, it swelled up. So therefore, maybe he would be chayev in this situation as well. So that's the two sides of the coin for Rava's question. We don't give an answer, but we often have this style, the imtim tzilomer, even if you want to say that you would be chayiv, the answer was, yes, you would still be chayiv in the previous case, so what about this case? Rabbi asks, what about this case? If you want to say in the previous case, kivan de ilu ishtik v'lo choshev alei, if you hadn't said anything, you would still be chayiv, mechayiv amachshava disriya, because your original machshava would make you chayiv with the hanocha. So okay, hashtonami mechayiv, so let's assume that that's the din. What about the following case? Hotzi kirogeris lachila, if a person took out a grogeris for achila purposes, and then the tzomka, as he takes it outside, it shrinks, so it no longer has the shear for achila. It's less now than a grogeris. So he wouldn't be chayiv anymore for the hanocha if it was for eating purposes, because it's less than a grogeris. but he changes his mind. But now he says, you know what? So shriveled up, it's not kedai to eat it. I'm going to go plant it. So now it has the shear for planting. So he changed it. Like in the original second case that we brought down, we said that his intention is irrelevant. So does his intention over here become irrelevant as well? The nimlach alezriya, maho, what's the din? Do we say, hocha v'adai ki ishtik, if he'd been silent and hadn't said anything, so his original intention would make you not chayiv. Amachshava kamaisa lo mechayiv, because it's less than grogeris right now, and therefore it would be insufficient over here for eating purposes. Or do we say, Oduma? No. Baso hashtazlin. We go after his current intention. He changed his mind. And it was some could have said, it's not worth it to eat it. I'm going to go plant it. And therefore, umichayev, he would be chayev. So we don't come to a conclusion to this one also. So Rav again says, v'im tim tzilomer. Let's assume that we pass the luchumra over here. The case was that he took it out for eating purposes and it shrank. And then he changed his mind to planting purposes. And we say, you're chayev. So if assuming that's true, im timsi lomar, so what about the following situation? If you're saying over there, baso hashtazlina numachayev, that we go after what his thoughts are right now, and we would make him chayev because he changed his mind, what about the following case? Ho si kurogeris nachila. He took it out for eating purposes. The akira was for eating purposes, and it had a grogeris' worth. Vitzomka, it then shrank, it shriveled up, v'chazratokha, but then it reconstituted itself, and now it's a full-size grogeris again. What's the halacha mahu? Do we say over here the concept of dichoy? For a period of time, it was less than the shear, and therefore, we have by karbanos, once something is pushed aside, nidche, if it's no longer be able to be brought, so that's it. It can't be brought anymore, even if it is eligible now to be brought. So do we say yesh dichoy linyan Shabbos? Or ain dichoy linyan Shabbos? Do we say the fact that it was not eligible, so to say, for this isser, to bring a chatas for some period of time when it was shrunk, so therefore, it's as if your original akira was stopped, and therefore, when it subsequently has a hanacha, the two are unrelated to each other? Or do we say, no, the fact that in between, it wasn't good for a short period of time, that doesn't impact anything. And the Gemara leaves it with a teiku. We don't come to an answer to this question. Rav asks another question. What about Zorak Kizayis Truma Lebayis Tome? He threw, now we'll see in a moment, that the Bedavka has to be clearly about a case where he threw it. Truma, lav davka, and there are those that aren't goris over here, the word truma. And he throws it into a bayis tummy, into a house, let's say that has a mace inside of it, so anything inside this house is going to become tummy through ohel, tumas mace. So the question over here, he's only through a kizayis is of this truma. Well, again, it could be truma, lav davka, it could be chulin as well. But he threw in a kizayis of this truma into this bayis tummy. What is the halacha? Mahu. So the Gemara says, what's the question over here? So lamai. What exactly is Rava asking from Rav Nachman? Do we say, Ilin Yin Shabbos, this is a question, Hilchos Shabbos, that he threw it from the outside into the inside, he went from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, he's asking over here, if you're Chayiv. So Gemara says, Kigrogeris Boinan. So we've already asked and answered that. A Kizayis is too small a shear to be Chayiv Achatas. You need to have a Kigrogeris. A Grogeris is larger, a dried fig is larger than a Kizayis. So therefore, you wouldn't be Chayiv Achatas because you didn't carry the sufficient shear. So he can't be asking the question in regards to Hilchos Shabbos because Kigrogeris Boinan. So Gemara says it must be Ila Inyan Tumah. He's asking over here, does it become Tomei? So the Gemara says that's also asked and answered. Kibetza Ochlin Boinan. That you need to have a Kibetza's worth for Tumah. Now, here's a famous Shas Machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi Shita is that anything can accept Tumah. Even a very small size can accept Tumah. Rashi Shita is, they were talking about here to be metame something else. In order for something to be able to be metame something else, it has to have the shear of a kibetza. So therefore, the question over here is this going to become tame to be metame something else? So the answer is no, you need a kibetza's worth. Kibetza ochlin ba'inan. That's Rashi throughout Shas, that any amount can become tame, and the whole question of a kibetza is only to transmit tuma to something else. Tosus, on the other hand, says, no, you need the shear of a kibetza in order to accept tuma. So Tosus would be asking this question over here, can it become tame? And the answer is no, it can't. Rashi is saying, could it transmit tuma? And the answer is no, it can't, because both, according to Rashi and Tosus, you need the shear of a kibetza, albeit for different things. So Gemara now is stunned by Rava's question. What is he asking? He can't be asking in Hilchos Shabbos because it's not a grogeris. He can't be asking in Hilchos Tumah because it's not a kibetza. So what in the world is Rava asking from Rav Nachman that he was Zorak, a kizayis, into the house? So where it says, Leolam Linyan Shabbos. This really was the question in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. And what's the case? Ukigon the ika pachos mi kabeitza ochlin. There already was less than a kabeitza's worth of ochlin in the house. That's tome. But like Rashi, it can't transmit tome. Like Tosos, it doesn't accept tome yet. And now, when you're throwing it, now we understand why you have to throw it. Because if you carried it in, as soon as it went into the house, it would become tome. So b'hai mashlimo lebeitza. And here we're talking about, can it complete the amount, let's say you have a half a kabeitza inside, and now you're throwing in another half a kabeitza. Or, again, according to many, a kibetz is two kizesim. So that's why I gave the example. Some say it's three kizesim. Let's assume that it's two kizesim. So you already have a kizayis over there, and now you're throwing in the second kizayis to make it to the shear of a kibetz. V'hai mashlimo l'kibetz. Now, my, what's the halacha? Mi demitztarif linyan tuma. Since in regards to Hilchas tuma, we now have made it significant. This kizayis was significant to fulfill the shear of a kibetz. So in regards to Tumah, this Kizayis was significant. So do we say, Mechayev Dami Lini Shabbos? Is this now considered something significant for Hilchas Shabbos? Because in the terms of Hilchas Tumah, you made it significant by being only a Kizayis, but it added on to a Kizayis that was already there to make the share of a Kibetza. And therefore, if it's significant for Tumah, it's also significant for Hilchas Shabbos. That's the question that Rava is asking to Rav Nachman. Oh, Dilmore, do we say no? The bottom line is, Kol Inyan Shabbos, Grogeres Minan. In regards to Hilchas Shabbos, you need a Grogeres. End of the discussion. You didn't have a Grogeres. The fact that it was significant for Hilchas Tumah has nothing to do with Hilchas Shabbos. That's the question that Rava asked Rav Nachman. So Amalei, Rav Nachman responds, he says, Tanisua, we learned this already. Where do we learn this? In a Braisa. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul said, in regards to the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is, of course, something that we just had on Shavuos. So the Shtei Alechem was a special two breads that came with the Kivsei Atzeres, the Karban Shlomim, that the only time we have a communal Karban Shlomim is on Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres, and it came with two breads, the Shtei Alechem. So these breads, if they were taken out, so then taking out even a Kizayis of them is going to be over the Isser of Yotzei. Likewise, the lechem upon him, the 12 showbreads, the lechem upon him. So shiurin can grow geris. So the shear for carrying them on Shabbos is going to be also a grow geris because they're food items. So if you carry them from Rishus HaYochin into Rishus HaRabim, you'd only be chayv achatas if you carried out a significant amount with the grow geris. Now, I already pointed out that the shear for Yotzei to take them out of their place is the shear of a kizayis. Vamai, so why is the shear of a grogeris for carrying? It's significant, even a kizayis. Vamai, lema, midin in Yotzei. We turn to the Omer Beis. In regards to the halacha of Yotzei, that you're not allowed to take it out from the Azorah, you'd be chayiv over here by taking out a kizayis. So therefore, you see that a kizayis is a significant amount. So too, linyan Shabbos, nami b'chizayis. And therefore, if this was correct, that making it significant for a Hilchos Tumah, like the case of the Zorak on the Kibetza, would be significant. So then, so too over here, we should have said that carrying a Kizayis of the Shtei Alechem or the Lechem upon it would be significant. But we said, no, you still need a Grogeris. So what do you see? That it's not considered significant. If it's regards significant for Yotzei, it doesn't mean it's significant in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. So too, even though it's significant in regards to Hilchos Tumah, it's not going to be significant in regards to Hilchos Shabbos for carrying. That's the proof that Rav Nachman wants to tell Rava. But Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, those two cases aren't comparable. You can't bring me a proof from here. Hasam, in the case over here of the Shtei Alechem or the Lechem upon him, as soon as you take it outside the Azorah, as soon as you take it outside the walls of the Azorah, if Salebi Yotzei, it now has the Psul of Yotzei. A Kizai is going out, no longer able to be eaten, and you're over taking it out. However, Ashabas Lomachayev, you took it out from the Azorah into the Azus Noshim. That's going from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid. It's not going into a full Rishus HaRabim. A Shabbos lo mechayiv. And therefore you're not chayiv, you have a Shabbos. When you chayiv for Shabbos, Adam Avot le Rishus HaRabim. When you take it into a real Rishus HaRabim. When you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash and you bring it into the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, the two aren't coming at the same time. So therefore, that's why you're not considered significant by a kizayis, because that's not, at this point in time, significant in regards to Hilchas carrying on Shabbos. But hocha, in our case, when you throw And that's why Bedafka, it's talking about throwing as opposed to carrying it in. When you throw it there, it's only when it lands on top of the other kezias that's there that you now have a kebetz's worth. So the Shabbos v'tumma b'had lehadod yikasyan, they're now coming simultaneously. So therefore, it's significant for tumma at the same exact time that it becomes significant for Shabbos. So maybe in that situation, it would be, if it's significant for tumma, it's also significant for Shabbos. And you wouldn't need a grogeris, you would need only a kezias. So that we can't answer from our case. The lechem upon him, the shtei lechem, is a different scenario. So we don't answer the question. Now the Gemara quotes our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Chazav Echniso, if that guy himself, who originally was Matzniya, changes his mind and brings it back inside, so it's less than a Grogeris, Eino Chayav El Kishiro. No, he would need to be Chayav Echatas only if he carried in a Grogeris. The fact that he carried in what was previously significant, it's no longer considered significant for this guy because he changed his mind. Chazav Echniso, in this situation, Eino Chayav El Kishiro. Gemara says, Pshita, isn't that obvious? After all, it's not being put out for Zriya. He's bringing it inside to put it back. So it's a food. And therefore, one would need a kugogaris. So it's obvious. So Rabbi says, not so obvious. You know, we're talking about Hochamai Askina. When he brings it back inside, Kigon Shazurakul Otsa, he puts it into his storehouse, but it's in a specific place, Umakomo Nikar. So maybe you might think that he still wants it to be for seed purposes, and therefore, when he brings it back inside, it should still be chayiv, even on the smaller shear. Now, the Tamei might have thought, kivin demekomo nikar, since the place where he's putting it is recognizable over here, so therefore, b'milsei kamaisa kai, it still has its original intention that it was brought out lezria. We might have thought that, just like it was originally brought out for Zriya, since its place is recognizable, it's brought in for Zriya as well. Kamash v'lan that that's not the case. Mi desar kilotza, since he threw it in over there, even though the place is recognizable, bitule batle, it is considered nullified, and it's no longer considered for Zriya purposes. Now we use the regular share of achila purposes. It needs to be grogeris. This is smaller than grogeris, and you're not chayev achatas. We begin the next Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin unisonon alo skupa. Now here we're talking about you have your house, your rishus ha-yochid, and you go to your rishus ha-rabim, which is outside, and you have to pass through this skupa. And a skupa is a threshold. We'll see, ultimately, it's a separate rishus by itself. And therefore, if a person were to stop, take it from rishus ha-yochid, and stop in a separate rishus that's not a rishus ha-rabim, and then pick it up again from the separate rishus and bring it to rishus ha-rabim, everybody would agree that that's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. The Akira and the Hanocha has to be in one motion. You can't have a stop in between. And if you stop in between a place that's not a Rishus HaRabim, so then it's not considered an Akira and Hanocha that are going to be Chayav Yu Echatos. So that's what the Mishnah is going to be discussing. Hamotzi Ochlin, you take from your house an apple, Unisonan Al Eskupa, and you put it down on this threshold in between your house, your Rishus HaYochid, and the Rishus HaRabim. Now, Bein Shechozav Otzion, whether you yourself go and then carry it from the Eskupa to Rishus HaRabim, or somebody else does it. Doesn't make any difference. In both situations, it's potter. Again, it's potter of a lawsuit. You're not allowed to do this. Midrash Rabbani, you're not allowed to do this. But on the Raisa level, there is no Isser over here because you stopped in the middle. You didn't do your Isser over here of carrying in one fell swoop. You didn't take it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Your Akira and Hanocha were separated over here by a pause, a stop in the Iskupa. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah tells us, kupo shimulia peros, if you have a basket that is filled with fruits. So now, unisona aliskupa achitzona. Now here we're talking about the iskupa, the threshold, is basically going to be at the very, very end of the threshold over here, what we call iskupa achitzona, all the way at the end of this threshold. Now, part of it is leaning over into the Rishus HaRabim. Part of the basket's in the Rishus HaRabim, but part of the basket is still on the iskupa achitzona. So in this situation, even though most of the fruit in the basket are actually in the Rishus HaRabim, and if you'd placed it into the Rishus HaRabim straight, you'd be Chayav Chatas over here. In this situation, since part of the basket is still in the Iskupa, so therefore, Potter, you haven't yet been over in Issa Deraisa. When are you over the Issa Deraisa? Achiyotzi is called a Kupa. If you take the entire basket out from the Rishus HaYochid in one fell swoop into the Rishus HaRabim, then you're Chayav Chatas if you did this by accident. But if you put it down in the Iskupa, even though most of the basket is outside, most of the fruits are outside, nevertheless, since part of the basket is still in the Iskupa, so you're not Chayav. Now, we haven't really defined what is the status of the iskupa. Now we're going to do so. Gemara starts off and says, "Hi iskupa mai. What exactly is the status of this iskupa over here? Ilema iskupa rishus harabim. If the iskupa has the status of being rishus harabim, so then potter? Why would you say that the person is potter? Hakomefik mi rishus hayachid rishus harabim. The person took it from the rishus hayachid and put it into the iskupa, which is a rishus harabim. So of course you'd be chayev. So when you say you're potter, obviously the iskupa doesn't have the status of being rishus harabim. Okay, great. So what is the status? El iskupa rishus hayachid? The iskupa has the status of being rishus hayachid. So then, when you put it down in the iskupa, so ben shechazav v'otzian who or ben shehotzian acher, we said potter. If somebody else or you picked it up from the iskupa and brought it into the rishus harabim, we said that they're potter. But if you're telling me that the iskupa is rishus hayachid, so then why would you be potter? Hakomethik rishus hayachid rishus harabim. You took it from the iskupa, which is rishus hayachid, into rishus harabim. So whether you or somebody else did it, that person did the entire akira v'anocha. You did the entire akira v'anocha. Why would you be potter? So again, mitzvah. If it's rishus harabim, you should be chayiv. If it's rishus hayachid, then the second person who carries it out from the iskupa should be chayiv. What's going on over here? Gemara says you're right. The iskupa is not a rishus hayochid. It's not a rishus harabim. The iskupa el iskupa karmelis. The iskupa has the status of being a karmelis. It's neither rishus hayochid nor rishus harabim. And the chiddush over here is v'hokam ashvelon taima dinoch b'karmelis. If you put it down in the karmelis, then you're not chayiv. Your akira is in rishus hayochid. Your hanoch is in a karmelis. You're not chayiv midaraisa. Your akira is in a karmelis. Your hanoch is in rishus harabim. You're not chayiv midaraisa. That's taima dinoch b'karmelis. That's because it was put down in the karmelis. But if you just walk through halo noch b'karmelis, if you walk from Yishus HaYochid through this karmelis without stopping into the Shus HaRabim, michayev, you would be chayev. And the chiddush over here is masnis in the log ben Azai. And this goes against the opinion of ben Azai. Because what did ben Azai say? The Tanya. Ben Azai said, the Tanya, hamotzi, mechonos liplatya. If a person takes from his store into the platya, like the plaza, and he goes derech stov. He goes through this area where the storekeepers used to keep various pillars there. They would put their wares on it. So this is not really Rishus HaRabim. It's not really Rishus HaYochid. So if you go derech this stov, so chayev. If you don't stop, but you go straight from the store to the plaza via this stov, so then you're chayev. That's our Mishnah. That's our Mishnah's opinion that the non-stopping, just passing through it, doesn't make you potter. And along comes Ben Azai, poetry. He says, no, the fact that you went through this, so it's as if you stopped over there. And therefore, you didn't go straight from the Shus HaYochid to Shus HaRabim. It's like you had to stop. You actually paused and stopped. Everybody would agree if you paused and stopped, you wouldn't be Chayav Daraisa. So here too, even though you didn't pause, you went through it, Ben Azai says, it's as if you stopped there, and therefore you're potter from a Chatos. Then we quote the Sefer of the Mishnah. We said, Kupa Shimuleya. We said, if you had a basket and you put it on the Iskupa Chitzona, so as long as some of it was still inside the Iskupa, even though the majority of it was outside in the Rishus HaRabim, you're not considered Chayiv yet. So now we have a Machlokas over here between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. Armei Chizkiya. Chizkiya says, Lo Shanu, we only said that you're not Chayiv in the Mishnah, Ela B'Kupa Maleya Kishuin Udluyin. We're talking about here very long things that take up the entire basket. They go from the one end of the basket to the other end of the basket, such as these Kishuin, which are cucumbers, and Deluin, which are gourds. So therefore, this is a very long vegetable, and it's basically part of the vegetable hasn't been brought into the Rishus HaRabim. That's why you're not Chayiv. If you're dealing over here with mustard seeds are very small. And if you have a grogeris of them that's outside of the Rishus HaRabim, even though you have some mustard seeds that are still inside the basket, you would in fact be chayiv. Because we look at the actual fruit, the vegetable itself, and not the basket. In other words, Alma, Kesavar, Eged, Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. We don't say the basket over here binds it all together. And as long as part of the basket is inside, you're not chayiv. No, we look at the mustard seeds. The mustard seeds have a grogeris of them. That's what the Berino Hanano says. You have a grogeris is worth of mustard seeds. So you carried out a significant amount of mustard seeds. They're in the Rishus HaRabim. Some of the mustard, more than the grogeris that's outside, some additional mustard seeds are inside with the rest of the basket that's still inside the Iskupa Chitzona. No, that doesn't count. Because the Kli isn't considered one object over here. And the Kli is either in, the Kli is either out. No, the Kli is not the critical thing. It's the mustard seeds. And you have a grogeris worth of mustard seeds that are in the Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. That's Chizkiya's opinion. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Afil Maleya Chardo. Rav Yochanan says, even if the entire basket is full of mustard seeds, you'd still be potter. Even though there's a grogeris that's outside, the fact that the Kli is still partially inside, Amo Kesavra, Eged Kli Shmei Eged. The Kli binds it, so to say, together. The Kli is still attached. There's two ways of looking at it. The Kli is still attached to the inside in some way, or the Kli binds it all together. We don't look at it being outside. Some of the Kli is still inside. The Kli is one unit, so the whole unit has to be outside, or else you're not Chayev Echatus. So Chizki says you would be Chayev Echatus as long as the Grogaris' worth of mustard seeds was outside. And Rav Yochanan says, no, even though a Grogaris' worth of mustard seeds is outside, the fact that some of the Kli is still inside makes you not be Chayev Echatus. These are the two opinions. Rav Zeira says, Masnis and the Loki Chizki Daika, or the Loki Rav Yochanan Daika. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to fit into them. If you look at the implication of our Mishnah, it seems to go against both of these opinions. And how could that be? It has to be like one of the two opinions. So what do we mean? So Rav Zeira says, Kechizki lo daika, a Mishnah, you can't be medaik to be like Chizkiya. Chizkiya again says that if you're talking about long vegetables like the kishuin or the luluin, so then it's not outside. But if the mustard seeds, it is outside. So read the Mishnah carefully. Diktani, our Mishnah said, Achiyotzi es kolakupa, until you bring the entire basket outside. Taima, the kolakupa, that's because you took the entire basket outside. Implying, ha kol peiros, potter. Even though you took out all of the peiros, you would be potter. So therefore, amo kasava eged kli shmei eged. So here it seems to say that if you did take out all of the peiros, you would in fact still be potter. So therefore, amo kasava eged kli shmei eged, because we consider the whole kli is one entity. Not like Chizkiya, who said that the chaydol is a separate entity from the kli. So the diuk over here goes against Chizkiya. Oh, so it must be like Rav Yochanan. So he says, no, Rav Zeira says that Rav Yochanan has a problem also. Rav Yochanan nami lo daika. You can't also hold like Rav Yochanan. Why? Because Diktani, it says, afa bishirov peros b'chutz. Even though the majority of the fruits are outside, you would not be chayiv. Why? Taima derov peros. Only majority of the fruits are outside. Implying, ha kol peros, if the entire chaydol was outside, you would be chayiv. Afa gav dagi de kupa migavoy. Even though some of the kli is still inside. You see that it's not the kli that's the critical thing, it's the chaydol that's outside. But Rav Yochanan says the chaydol will be potter. So again, the diuk isn't like Chizkiya, the diuk's not like Rav Yochanan. So what's going on over here? Velakasha, the Mishnah doesn't fit with either of them. So the Gemara says, Taka, you're right. Chizkiya mitaritz l'taimei, and Rav Yochanan mitaritz l'taimei. Each of them would learn the Mishnah in a way that could be consistent with their shita. What do we mean? Chizkiya learns the way he holds as follows. Achiyotzi is kol hakupa, until you take out the entire basket. Now, what does that mean? B'medvar mamurim, the entire basket, b'kupa malaya kishuin l'duluyin, when they have these long, elongated cucumbers or gourds, so then you're only chayv when you take the entire thing out. Implication being, avo malaya chardol, if it had been filled with the chardol, so then, nasa kemishotzi is kol hakupa. That would be the equivalent of taking out the entire basket, because you took out a grogeris' worth of chardol, the chayv. Oh, the diuk is exactly like Chizkiya. And likewise, Rav Yochanan b'taritz l'taimei. Rav Yochanan says, no, the Mishnah could be learned like me as well. When it said, af al pi shirov peros b'chutz, even though the majority of the peros are outside, but he adds, as Rashi points out over here, it's lozu avzu. So he's saying over here that not only is it rov peros outside, below rov peros bovad, el afilu kol peros, even if all the peros outside, as long as part of the kli is inside, potur achiotzi is kol hakupa, until you take the entire basket out. So both Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan can learn the Mishnah that it's consistent with them, even with the diuk. Now, Meisvei, we're going to question this still. Hamotzi kupas arochlin. We learned previously that the person, the spice peddler, takes out his box, he takes out his basket over here, and he puts it on the iskupa chitzona, so part of it is still inside and part of it is outside. So afal pi shirov minin bachutz, even though most of the kupa of the spices is outside, potter. Now, achiyotzi is called a kupa, until you take out the whole kupa. But each of these spices is alone in its box, in this big box, is significant. So why isn't he chayiv for each one? Oh, it must be that until the whole box comes out, you're not chayiv. But that goes against what Chizkiya said. So the Gemara says, kosal kedaitach mitzrari. Now, aren't we assuming that each of the bundles of spices are bundled together? And therefore, kashu l'chizkiya, since some of them are outside in a significant amount. So how does Chizkiya respond to this? Amar l'chizkiya. Chizkiya will tell you, no, hakam ha'iskin. You know, we're talking about b'ur nasi. We're dealing over here with ur nasi. Rashi says, agudos sharoshin aruchen. So it's the equivalent of the kishuin and the diluin. It's the equivalent of the cucumbers and the gourds. That you have these long spices over here, and not an entire share of spices ever outside. Some of it's still inside, and therefore, you're not chayiv. Masiv Rabibi Barabaya, Rabibi Barabaya asks the following shaila. Hagonev kiss b'Shabbos. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, obviously you're not allowed to do that, and the guy did it. So now he's chayiv for stealing, and he's also chayiv for carrying the wallet on Shabbos. So we normally have a rule, kom lemi de rabba minei. We have a rule that on Hilchos Shabbos, if you do a more severe sin, which you're chayiv for Shabbos, so then you're potter from tashlum, and you don't have to pay the financial obligation. So if somebody stole something and simultaneously desecrated Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayiv for the stealing. You wouldn't have to pay back the stealing because you're chayiv with your life. That's called kom lemi de rabba minei. So here, Hagonev kiss b'Shabbos. If somebody stole a wallet on Shabbos, carried it from the Shus HaYochid into the Shus HaRabim, so therefore he's chayev. He has to still pay over here for the wallet. We don't say kom lemi de rabba minei. Why not? Shekvar nischayev b'gneva, because at the moment that he was chayev b'gneva, when he picked up the wallet from the guy's house, so he was still in the Shus HaYochid. So with Hagbah, he had a shinui rishus. Hagbah inside somebody else's property counts as a kinyan. So he was already Ganav, he was already ganving over here the wallet while he was still in the Shus HaYochid. Now when he carried down to Shus HaRabim, it was at a separate time. It's not commonly with the Rabbanei. So therefore, Shekvar Nischayev b'gneva, called Mishiyovu Lidei Yisr Shabbos. That's why he's not chayev for both. However, if he dragged it out, Hoyo Megara V'yotze, he dragged the wallet out. He didn't pick it up. So he never did Hagbah. He did what we call Mashicha. So in this situation, Potter, the Mashicha, when he took it from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, so now also at that same time, simultaneously, he's chayev for Geneva and he's chayev for carrying on Shabbos. And therefore, kom lemi de rabim nei. He's potter over here for paying for the wallet. Why? Shari Isser Geneva, the Isser Shabbos, boin kecha, because the actual theft and the actual Isser of carrying from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim occurred simultaneously, and we apply the principle of kom lemi de rabim nei. So here's the kasha now. Rav Bibi says, V'yisoka daitoch, Eged, kli shmei eged. If you're telling me, like Rav Yochanan says, that the kli binds it all together, so now, kodim le isser geneva le isser Shabbos. So then the geneva took effect before the isser Shabbos. Why is that? Because the isser Shabbos only goes when the entire kli is outside. But the geneva takes place as soon as any of the coins are outside. The coins are outside the rishus. So now the coins you're chayiv for at that moment in time for Geneva, even though you're not chayiv in Shabbos, because the kli is still inside in part, but the coins are outside. So therefore, kasha on Rav Yochanan, because here it says that you are potter according to you, Rav Yochanan, you should be over here chayiv, because the two are occurring at different times. So where it says, Rav Yochanan would answer as follows, if the purse, if this wallet over here was taken out with the ability for the mouth to be outside first, so then you could stick your hand into the wallet and take the coins out while the wallet was still inside, but the coin opening was outside. So then you're right, you'd be chayev for the gneva before you'd be chayev for the carrying. Hochanami, you'd be chayev. But then, we're not talking about that case here. Hochamai Askini, no, we're talking about the afke derech shulav. You took it out backwards, so to say. So the opening to the wallet was still inside the house. So you're not chayev because you can't get the coins out. So therefore, you're only chayev when the coin's mouth of the wallet goes outside, so you're simultaneously chayev. The whole package is now outside, so the carrying is occurring at the exact same moment that the gneiv is occurring, and that's why your potter kom lemi de rabba minei. Gemara says, wait a second, you have the back over here of the wallet that has stitches over there, and therefore you can open up those stitches. It's very easy to open up those stitches. Rashi says that in this situation, we continue the Gemara, turn to the Yom Aleph, Tzadi Bez Yom Aleph, the boy Mivkale Vishakil. So you can easily open up the stitching over here by ripping open this very easily sealed point. And Tosu says over here, Nirin Luri Shekisin Shalem Lo Yu Tfuros Bechozik, they weren't sealed very tightly like ours are, and therefore you could easily open up the end that's not the open end, and therefore, since you could get the coins, you're getting to the coins before the Isser of carrying. So therefore, again, why would Rav Yochanan say that in this situation, you're potter, you should be chayav because it's occurring at different times, it's not kommelim de rabbi minei? So Gemara answers, no. Ben Nasru, we're talking about not coins, but a bar, a silver ingot. And therefore, you're dealing over here with a bar, and you can't take it out through this little opening at the end. Gemara says, v'kiva dika shnitzen, but it has what we call drawstrings, so you could take it out. Mavik le'at pume, you could let the drawstrings be opened up over here, and you can take out the ingot, but the drawstrings themselves will still be inside the house. Vishar Vishaka, when you take out the bar, the drawstrings are still inside the house. So therefore, again, that's Eged Kli Shmei Eged, so part of the utensil is still inside, you're not chayiv yet for carrying, but at the same time, you're chayiv over here with the ingot, because you can take it out. So the geneva comes before the actual isser of carrying, and therefore you shouldn't say kom lemi de rabbi nei. You should be chayiv. Why does it say that you're potter? So Gemara says, they're like a schnitzel. We're talking about cases where there are no schnitzel. So therefore, the whole kli comes out at the same time. Therefore, the geneva and the carrying occur at the exact same time. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, come with the Rabbi Nei. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, Bibay Sema, the Islay Schnitzen. It does have the Schnitzen over here. However, Omikarcha, you love it, but they're not hanging behind. They're wrapped around it in such a way that they come out with the purse. And therefore, again, Kamle Midi Rabbim Ne, the Geneva and the carrying occur at exactly the same time. Now the Gemara continues. We'll get to the Mishnah today. Mitzvah Shem, Lechain, Omar Rabba. Rabba said, Lo Shanu Ela Bekupa, Malaya Kishuun Duluyin. We had said previously, and Rava explained that they were talking about the basket. Why you're not chayev over here is because none of the fruits were outside. We're dealing with chardol. We're dealing with these gourds, these diluin or the kishu and the cucumbers. Abu melech chardol. But if it had been melech chardol, we said eged lashme eged, and therefore chayev. So Rava over here says exactly like the opinion that we attributed to Chizkiah beforehand. And Almo kesaver eged kli lo shme eged. Rava and Chizkiah are identical. Abai Amar, no. Abai is going to hold exactly Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Mleyachardo. Abai holds even as Mleyachardo, Potter, because Eged, Almo Kesover, Eged, Klishme, Eged. Abai holds exactly Rabbi Yochanan. So we have the later Amorayim, Abai and Rava, holding exactly like Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, earlier generation Amorayim. Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, first generation Amorayim, Rava and Abai are later Amorayim. But then the Gemara says, come Abai b'shitasi de Rava, and come Rava b'shitasi de Abaya. Each of them ultimately flipped their shita. Abaya ultimately held like Rava, that Eged Kli lo Shmei Eged. And Rava ultimately changed his mind to hold like Abaya and say that Eged Kli Shmei Eged. But that leads to a problem. Now we seem to have a contradiction. V'rami da Abaya da Abaya, V'rami da Rava da Rava. Now we seem to have a contradiction between their shitos. The Itmar, because it says, Hamotzi peris l'shus harabim. If somebody carries out fruits, the l'shus harabim. Abaya. Now, Abaya originally said that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, but now we change it around to say Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. So Abaya here says, Biyad Chayiv. If you take it out with your hand, you would be Chayiv. The person took something from inside the house to the outside of the house, he's Chayiv. But if he put it in a Kli, if he takes it out in a Kli, he would be Potter, because part of the Kli is still in the Shusha Yochid. Part of his body is still in the Shusha Yochid, he's Chayiv. Part of the Kli is in the Shusha Yochid, he's Potter. So Abaya clearly says over here that Eged Kli Shmei Eged. That was his original opinion. But we said he changed it around. So Kasha, he now says Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. And Rava originally said Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged, now holds Eged Kli Shmei Eged. So Biyad Potter, the hand, you're Potter, because your hand is attached to the body. But Kli Chayiv, but the Kli Chayiv, because the thing is outside. And we don't say Eged Kli Shmei Eged. So each of them seems to have switched around the shitas. So when it says Epoch, yeah. In this brisa, we have to change it around one more time, because they each change around the shita, so the attributions in this brisa have to be flipped as well. What we said is Abaya saying, Biyad Chayev B'Kli Potter, is really Rava. And what we said is Rava saying, Biyad Potter B'Kli Chayev, is really Abaya. And this way, we realign with their switched shitos. Finally, more questions. It says, Biyad Chayev. Why would you say, when a person carries it out with his hand, that he's Chayev? It's attached to his body. But none. We had in our first Mishnah, Parshat Baal HaBayis Hishad L'chutz. If the Baal HaBayis on the inside was giving tzedaka to the Ani, he gave him some fruits, he gave him to him on the outside, the Natal Ani Mitocha, and the Ani took it from his hand, or alternately, Oshinas L'socha, or the Ani put his hand into the house and took the object. This is the first Mishnah in this Masechta, Shneim Paturim. We said both of them are Potter in this situation. Now how come that's so? If you're saying over here that the body is considered part of the person, so then why wasn't he chayiv in the first Mishnah? Why was he potter? Here we're saying that you're chayiv. How come over here you're chayiv and the first Mishnah you're potter? That's the question. Shmuel says, no, there's a big difference. Where was the hand? Hasam, in the first Mishnah, lamala mishlosha. The hand was more than three tvachim above the ground. So it's considered over there that it is not at rest. So when the Baal HaBayis put the item over there into his hand, it was still more than three tefachim above the ground. It's not considered at rest in the Rishus HaRabim. And when the Ani takes it from his hand, he's taking it from, not the Rishus HaYachid, he's taking it from the hand, but it's not at rest in the Rishus HaRabim. But here, in our case over here, where we said, B'yado Chayav, Hocho Lemata Mishlosha, his hand was within three tefachim of the ground. We have the principle of Lavud. When the hand is within three tefachim of the ground, so then in this situation, you are in fact going to be Chayav, the same person who brought it from the inside to the outside. It's considered a Hanoch in the Rishus HaRabim, and you would be Chayav. With this, we conclude today's shir.